Are you ready for an inspiring half hour about discovering, developing, and living your greatness and building your life around what you do best? This is it. Welcome to the Greatness Zone, practical conversations to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. And here's your host, author, speaker, workplace, and life coach, Jay Forte.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Tonight, we have an amazing show for you. In fact, this show is so big, it's going to take us 2 weeks to actually complete it, because we're talking about beliefs. So let's say you pass someone on the street. You instantly have a judgment about that person, sometimes favorable, sometimes not. You think about Republicans or Democrats, and you have a judgment about those in each party. Again, sometimes favorable, sometimes not. So where do these assessments, these feelings and judgments come from? Well, they come from your beliefs, and these beliefs are dictating how you move through life. So if you could actually stop and step outside your beliefs to really look at them, you would then see that you've accumulated these beliefs over time. Some beliefs have come from your grandmother, your teacher, your neighbor, or even what you heard on the news. You don't even know you have them, but they still influence all of your daily decisions. So if we're in a world that has so much negativity, bias, and hatred, it must be coming from our beliefs. So is it possible to build more positive beliefs to help us live more kindly, wisely, and with less judgment, and as we like to say on this show, in our greatness zone? So to answer some of these big questions, I asked Mike Mataluni, a greatness coach, avatar, author, and speaker, to join us. He works with others to help them look into their beliefs, the ones that hold them back and the ones that let them soar, to see where they come from and then how to choose the ones that inspire a great life. So Mike's got a lot to share with us. Mike, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Oh, Jay, thank you so much for having me. It's a nice introduction. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Hey, we've got a big topic, so let's get onto it. And I did tell our listeners already that the concept that we have, or the things that we're going to talk about this, are so big that you'll be back next week to finish off this conversation. But beliefs are huge. They guide everything in the way that we move through life. So help us out, Mike, for all that you know about this, because you study this stuff. Really, what are beliefs and where do they come from?
Yeah, that's great, Jay. First of all, I'll share with you a quick definition about belief. And a definition would be a mental acceptance of and conviction in the truth, actuality, or validity of something. And so notice that the first thing that definition describes is a mental acceptance. So in order for you to have a belief, in order for that belief to drive your behaviors and to drive your life, you must have first created a mental acceptance. And the challenge that we all face, and this is something that I've discovered through my work with Avatar and being a greatness coach, is that people so oftentimes are driven, their behaviors are literally driven by beliefs that were formed at an early age when maybe they weren't so rational. Maybe they didn't have quite the worldview that they have today, yet these beliefs have entrenched themselves within their consciousness, within their mentality, that they now drive behaviors, even as adults, that they may not even realize. And one of the most fascinating things that I see with the people I work with is the ability of a belief to become transparent. That is, the ability of that belief to not even be seen by the person. They don't even realize they're operating on that particular belief. And it's just truly extraordinary to see. And to your point that you made earlier, this idea that, you know, our world is so chaotic and driven by opposition and driven by this sort of bipolar tendency for argument and competition, that we get so entrenched in our dramas, we get so entrenched in these creations, and then our egos get hooked. And it's very difficult because, you know, it's to change a belief now is considered to be weak. And I contend the exact opposite. I think it takes much more strength and conviction to change a belief and be someone who's willing to explore their own worldview and be willing to grow and evolve through it.
Yeah, I'm with you entirely, Mike. In fact, I think the clue or the key to a saner, wiser, happier world is one that's more aware of the beliefs that we carry with us that don't serve us. But we don't even know that they're there to determine that they don't serve us. So we keep acting, you know, we're an autopilot. We just are reacting to things because of some deeply understood truth that we hold that came in or came in early in our life or came in from our sixth grade teacher, came in from a rabbi or a pastor or something, that we have yet to challenge it, because at one point in time, like you said, it may have made great sense. But today, with all of the things that are here in this progressive world and how we've changed, maybe it doesn't make any sense right now. And wouldn't it be cool if we could look at it, see it for what it is, and then determine, does it serve us or does it not serve us? And if it doesn't, how could we change it? And we're going to get to that as we go through. Like, but tell me a little bit more about beliefs. You know, what are some beliefs that you see? Give me an example, I guess, of a couple of beliefs that maybe you've had that you've challenged and said, hey, wait a minute, that's not true for me anymore.
Absolutely. So when I was a young man, I was not the most responsible person in the world. I got into a lot of trouble, Jay. And, you know, what I found from that, looking back on that as my life progressed and as I changed, you know, my wife and I became foster parents and we started to work with kids who came from troubled paths like I did. And for me, I had to take a big leap, and I had to begin to actually, and you mentioned Avatar earlier, and that was a course that shifted my life, quite literally, because it challenged me to not think of myself as somebody who was a victim of circumstance, a victim of, you know, certain experiences that I had in my childhood, because I saw myself as that. And those beliefs that I am a victim of something and that somebody else has power over me and I don't have a choice here, this is what I have to do, those beliefs I had to completely turn around in order to take the wheel back of life, because I was letting somebody else drive for me. And it was memories. I was literally stuck in the past, reacting in the present moment to experiences I had in the past. And a lot of folks who are interested in psychology and psychoanalysis understand that a lot of these issues are rooted in the past. But the problem is once we discover that, it changes us. It doesn't give us an opportunity to automatically turn the dial. We have to do that ourselves. And so, you know, I started with affirmations and I started saying nice things about myself in the mirror when I got out of bed. And I noticed it would help for a little while, but, you know, it didn't make the lasting change. And what I discovered from that understanding is that once we start to create affirmations, that doesn't erase old beliefs. So I may say, hey, get up, you know, brush my hair, look in the mirror and say, I love you, you're beautiful. And I may immediately have a reaction within myself that says, bullshit. And so, excuse my language, I'm not sure if I can say that, Jay. But what that does is it brings to mind this idea that we have multiple beliefs going on at the same time. And in order for us to get really clear in life, we've got to understand those beliefs, we got to get clear on them, and then we got to make some decisions about who we are and who we want to be moving forward. And that's one of the things that I help people with, is we have processes to help them not only understand their beliefs, but discreate old beliefs and intentionally create new beliefs. Because as children growing up, we're in constant react mode. We're learning, we're growing, we're accepting, we're assimilating all the beliefs of everybody around us. And it's not until we come to a point in our lives where we want to take control back, and then we start to do affirmations or start to think positive, that we start to realize, holy crap, this changing our belief stuff is really difficult, because I've got an entire mindful of beliefs that no longer serve me. So we help people literally discreate those beliefs and create the ones that they want intentionally. And that it's a process, it's a challenge, but it's one of the most liberating experiences I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike, and we're going to talk in the second half of this show and all of the next show on the ways to shift, you know, to change our thinking about beliefs. But I wanted to share a little bit what beliefs could look like. So the belief could be that someone told you once that, you know, you'll never be rich. And so you have this belief that life is hard and you'll never have enough money. And you don't know where it came from, but you seem to hold that. And it seems to go through life with you. Or you're not as smart as your sister, or you're not as smart as your brother or your neighbor or somebody else. And you hold that as true for you. And you then make decisions about your life that you're not that smart, you shouldn't go to college. And these are the things that just play into the reason why I'm to show that is that some beliefs that we have will advance us and help us, the expression I like is help us soar. others hold us back. And if we could get good, and as we're going to talk about in the second half of today's show, if we could get good at noticing which ones are that, in other words, being mindful and aware, we could start to see some of these beliefs that are moving us along in a life that we sometimes find ourselves in really terrible places. So, Mike, what are a couple of the things that if you were to take in all of your experience or your connection with people, what are a couple of the beliefs that you hear people struggle with?
Well,
because
I'm gonna
can't
give
see
you
the
one.
Difference.
Right. I'm going to give you one for myself, and this is always a challenge for me because it requires vulnerability, and that's always a challenge. So for me, I always, when I was a kid, my greatest challenge was getting through to my mother because she was very intense, loving, unconditionally compassionate, but tough as nails Italian woman. And, you know, she would push me pretty hard. And one of the things that I tended to do was I tended to pout and mope when I didn't get my way because I believed that was the way to get something out of my mother. And it worked. It worked. So it served me, right? So my belief that if I'm sad, I'll get what I want comes into my mind as a young man, then over years, I'll assume that same experience. So as a husband now, early in my marriage, one of the things that was something that I utilized, when I didn't get things didn't go the way I wanted, or my wife didn't agree with me, or there was some experience that I wasn't able to have, I went into poor me moping, Michael, because yeah. I believed that's how I get what I want. And the problem with that is that works with your mom, but it doesn't work out there in the world to any degree that's going to give you that's going to help you create a life of happiness. And that's the challenge, is when you're stuck in these old beliefs, you just can't get out of it. I mean, I've seen so many people who have been in situations that are similar or the very opposite. So they react and they go into, I have to be angry in order to get what I want, or I have to yell in order to get what I want. And we don't realize that these are also beliefs.
Yeah, they're everywhere, and they're guiding all of the decisions that we make. Mike, we're going to go to a break now. This is Jay Forty. We are Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Tonight, we're talking with the greatness coach, avatar, author, and speaker, Mike Mattaloni, about beliefs. What are they? And why do they control our lives like they do? In the second half of our show, we're going to talk about how do we become aware of which of our beliefs seem to help us and which ones hold us back. So stay with us. We have more coming.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla VanZant, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Jay Forty. We are talking about beliefs tonight and their ability or their power over us to move us through our lives. Some of our beliefs are wonderful and they move us to great places and bring us to our greatness, and others really hold us back. And getting to know the difference is really what we need to talk about. In the first half of the show, we did talk about what our beliefs are. We're here with Mike Mattaloni. This half of the show, I'd love us, Mike, so we're going to take a look at how do we learn to see our beliefs. We know what beliefs are now. They're going on in the background, but we've got to turn the light on them so we can see them, because then we'll be able to then assess where they are and if they serve us, so we can keep the ones that work and work to change the ones that don't. So, Mike, what are some of the things that you do to help yourself, I guess, is in this as well, but help others become more aware so they can ultimately see what their beliefs are?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually had a fascinating experience many years ago, and I read a book called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh.
Oh, I love that.
And I highly recommend
great
it.
Book.
Oh, it's a great book. Highly recommend it. Next to yours, Jay. And one of the things that I found so fascinating was this guy, he was just like so fed up with life. He couldn't understand it. He was so frustrated with life. And he sat down and he just started venting to God. He was pissed. And so he starts venting all his frustration and anger to God. And then he puts the pen down, and then all of a sudden he feels inspiration to write. And so he starts writing and he starts getting responses from what he believes is God. And I read this book, and it completely changed the way I looked at beliefs, and it completely changed the way I looked at my higher power. And one of the things that I learned from this book was to have my own conversations with God or my own conversations with my higher power. And so what I started doing is I started writing, and I started asking myself questions that I felt like I should know the answer to, but I didn't, and questions that I felt that I really wanted to know answers to about myself. I wanted to know me. And so I started writing these questions, you know, why did I act like this today? Or what was my motivation for this? And all of a sudden, like, without a doubt, I would just get these quick inspirations and I would just start writing. And it was like, I could see myself all of a sudden from a different angle. I could see another dimension, and I could see these things coming out, and I could start to see what the beliefs are, what the limiting beliefs are, that I was operating on just by asking myself these questions. And one of the most fascinating things about the human brain is that it is a solution finder. And if you ask it great questions, you'll come up with great answers. If you ask it crappy questions, you come up with crappy questions. So if you have that victim mentality, if you have a belief that you're a victim, and then you say, why am I a victim? Guess what? You're going to come up with 1,001 reasons why you're a victim. And those are going to affirm the belief that you previously had. And if you have a belief that, if you choose to have a belief that you're somebody who overcomes problems and you find solutions and you create beautiful lives, and then you ask yourself, how do I create a beautiful life? How do I find a solution to this problem? Your brain is going to come up with solutions. And so that's the biggest advice I give to people to start understanding the transparent belief that they have is ask yourself. Literally, sit down with a piece of paper. I know, Jay, you recommend journaling all the time. And what do you do? You ask people questions, and then they start to come up with solutions, and that starts to unfold this new way of looking at yourself, so that you can not spend the rest of your life trying to discover yourself, but taking the opportunity to begin to create your life and to create what you want to.
Mike, tell me what you think about this. So I know the biggest thing that most in my perspective, what most people aren't is mindful. That you know, to be able to stop and notice our beliefs means we have to stop and notice, which are things that a lot of us, we're just rushing through life and we don't see it. But it's one of these chicken and the egg things, or a cat chasing its tail kind of in metaphors, you know, that if we could just stop for a minute, we would see that the reason why we're running so fast is that we didn't stop and notice, so we could then figure out a different route and not have to run like madmen in this world. And
that
we would see that, you know, that most of what we do is a result of what we believe, but we've just carried these beliefs on. So I'm looking for a great way to tell our listeners tonight on how to shine the flashlight on us, to stop and notice your behaviors, to step outside of them and say, wait a minute, now, why did I pass judgment on the guy that I just saw on the sidewalk? Or why do I think life is hard? Or why do I think I'll never have any money? Or whatever the belief is, how do I step out and start to notice them so we can then assess whether they're productive and healthy ones or just old baggage we've been carrying along until someone told us you should probably take this stuff out of the trunk and throw it out?
Yeah, great question. So for me, I'm blessed enough at this stage of my life to be an entrepreneur and get to work from home. And one of the things that I do, and I'll actually recommend this to anybody. I've actually been made fun of before for meditating in the bathroom at work. But one of the most important things you can do, Jay, and this goes right to your point, is to step back, to breathe, and to create some awareness around what you're just experiencing. Because no matter, you know, I don't care if you're the Dalai Lama, sometimes you get upset. And there's reasons why. And so stepping back and noticing, that creates such such space to create again. Because to you were talking about this idea of reacting earlier. You know, we react to all these things that happen in our lives. And so what I like to do is whenever I start to sense myself reacting, to stop, sit down. I've got a podcast that's got some relaxing music. I pop those suckers in, and 3 minutes, Jay, I just calm down, take some deep breaths, and I allow myself to feel. I allow myself to experience what I'm experiencing. And when I do that, then things start to shift for me. My energy gets a little lighter. I get a little more, I get less stuck, and then I can start to step back into great questions. And you brought this up earlier, you know, why doesn't the money thing not work for me? Why do these things not work for me? And then you go, instead of that, how can I create an even better outcome here? Because I want to punch that guy in the mouth, but I want to create a better outcome. And so taking that deep breath and relaxing allows yourself to become more aware so that you can then create space between yourself and your feeling. Because most people, they think they are their feelings. In any given moment, how you feel is who you are, and that's just not the case. It's just a feeling that they move through you. And those feelings are quite often disguised beliefs. They're disguised beliefs that have convinced you. So, you know, for example, I get so angry with somebody, I want to hit them. Well, that's a disguised belief. And so getting to the bottom of that, taking that deep breath, taking that time to create space, now you can ask yourself better questions to create better outcomes.
Yeah, I love that. I think the big thing in that, and to me, the magic words are stop and notice. That you have to intentionally stop all of the madness. And sometimes it's a really good event. And I like to coach people this way. Anytime somebody gets you upset or you find yourself being judgmental, you can notice that you're judgmental, you're in the middle of challenging a belief or playing out a belief. And in that moment, having noticed that, you can ask yourself two questions. What is it that I'm really thinking about here and why? And so the what is it? Well, I don't like people who are like that. Or I think, you know, life is supposed to be fair and what just happened to me is not fair. Well, those are beliefs. Okay, why do I think that? And then you can say, well, I've been carrying that one my whole life. For instance, one of my kids, you know, thinks that in order to have any success in life, you have to work really extreme amount of hours. I don't know where she gets that from.
Yeah, I can't imagine,
family
Jay.
Yeah, I know. So it's probably, now I know how parents feed their kids their beliefs. But in that, so it's by saying, oh, what have I noticed and why does it happen? The next question, we're going to talk more in our next show about this, is now that I see it, what do I want to do? And I don't want to go to that one yet. And I don't mean to make our listeners thank for this, but it's so important that we clearly understand what beliefs are and understand that the way that we make any progress in changing them is to first turn the light on them, which means slow things down, look at what is, ask some really good questions. And in the asking of questions, you are pulling all this great information out. And that information is going to prepare you to then know how to change things. So, Mike, what are some of the habits that you have to be more present to your beliefs? Now, having been through Avatar and some of the other great stuff you've been through, what's one thing you do? I know it's making time for the meditation. Is there anything else that you're trying to guide you or your kids through so they're present to their beliefs?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I find so powerful for me, and I think it's different for everybody, but if I can get myself outside, that's huge for me. And then expanding my awareness. There's a great exercise in a book called Resurfacing. This is one of the earlier materials from Avatar, and it's called Widen the Edges. And so the idea is when this gentleman was a child, his name is Harry Palmer, by the way, when he was a child, whenever he would watch a scary movie, his mom would always tell him, widen the edges. That means to literally take your vision and only notice the edges of the film, so that you weren't so engrossed in it, so you weren't so connected to it, so that you could separate yourself a little bit. And that's one of the things I like to do. I'll actually go for walks, and I'll just widen the edges. And
like
what it does is it takes you just a little bit out, just enough out of that current experience to help you realize this is not really happening. Everything about my experience right now, everything about my experience right now is being generated by a mental construct, by my senses. It's all putting this big map together, and it's convincing me that this is real life, and I'm petrified, right? And I've got all these beliefs saying that this is scary, life is scary, all this is happening to me, why is that happening to me? And then taking that moment to widen the edges, and you just kind of slip into this, just a slight shift in consciousness, and your conscious awareness that says, this isn't so bad, this isn't so real, this isn't so scary. And these thoughts, they're not who I am. They're just thoughts. They're just feelings.
Mike, hang on for there for a second. We are right at the end of this show. So what I want to do is we're going to put where you can find Mike on the website, and he's also going to be back next week. So next week, Mike and I, who are both coaches, will share how we work with people to shift their beliefs, to learn how to choose beliefs instead of simply inherit them. It's going to be a big show with some really practical things, so please make sure you join us. This is Jay Forty. Be well, do great things, and live in your greatness zone. Next week, we talk about the second half of reviewing beliefs and changing beliefs. Make sure you join us.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone on VividLife.me, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week because we continue to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.